My question to you is not what goes through your mind in the last few seconds before the ball drops on New Year's Eve. My question is, what goes through your mind within the first few seconds of the new year? Think of it. 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year. We did it. You show affection for those around you, send good wishes and good spirits, and then you begin anew. Within those first few seconds and minutes of that new year, I'll even give you that. Most of us, still up, then think of a resolution, since there's no better place to start than at the beginning. My name is Joe Clossy, and I'm your traveling principal. My friends in Coalinga Huron, my friends in Rio area, and any of the educators listening really all over the place, here's one for you. These are the top 3 New Year's resolutions for educators in 2024. Bam! Now, let's get transparent. My source is the internet. I will ask educators when I see them for a poll of my own moving forward. However, for now, let's use the wisdom of the internet, okay? So, top 3 New Year's resolutions for educators. Pretty cool. We're going to start with number 3, and I even have a, what do you call it when they don't win, but it's honorable recognition, right? So I have 2 honorable mentions, and so without further ado, here is number 3. Okay, student achievement and successes. Wow. Number 3, student achievement and successes. That is the New Year's resolution. Holy smokes. So, including and more specifically, implementing innovative teaching methods to enhance student engagement, focusing on individualized instruction and differentiated learning, and monitoring student progress closely and providing timely feedback. So, right away at the start of the new year, the third most used resolution for teachers is to focus more on a holistic version of the process of learning based upon student interests and results. Dang. Heavy hitters at the start of the new year, y'all. More power to teachers for thinking this way, and if this is you, I love it. Great start to 2024. Now, I say that because this resolution, right, really revolves around recognizing that there's a generic version of what we do and that it needs to improve. Most teachers are given a generic pacing guide, right? So most teachers will get some version of a curriculum, they'll get some version of a pacing guide. And these are helpful for planning, but should not dictate anything other than a pace that the teacher could be on. Teachers are given these and expected to be on a same part unanimously and regardless, right? So sorry, I don't agree with this. And I think that a pacing guide is just that, a guide and nothing more. So anyone who thinks otherwise should change their course load with someone else and still stay on it in year one. I feel like they just forgot and it's fine. So I like this resolution. But it's including that you look at your students and ultimately get to know them on a level you might not currently. And you will only benefit from this. I absolutely guarantee you that. So nice one. Good way. Number 3, I'm in on that. Student achievement and successes as number 3. Cool. All right. So let's keep going. Let's take a look at number 2. Number 2, work-life balance is the resolution. So, which more specifically refers to setting boundaries for work hours to maintain a healthy work-life balance, prioritizing self-care and well-being to avoid burnout, and establishing routines that promote a balanced lifestyle. I mean, this is more like it. Those of you that know me know why I heavily recommend that all educators utilize this one. If you haven't made a resolution yet, and if you have, then you're as awesome as a Harris Ranch cut. So let's get into this for a second because I love number 2. Do you check your email at night? Do you plan your lesson plan past 10 p.m.? Do you grade every night of the week while at home? Do you skip eating lunch? Do you skip eating period Do you skip the gym or exercise so you can work? How about these? Do you put off credentialing? Do you not continue your schooling to complete a new pursuit of education different from where you are now because you're working all the time? Let me dip my toes into this for a second. What's family time like? What's me time like? What's time with your friends or significant others like? And if you smile and can't think of when you did that last, this resolution is for you. I like this one and I wish it was number one. So before we get into which one is number one, the number one most used resolution for educators in the new year, let's hear the honorable mention. So number four on this list, incorporate a new technology effectively into my practice. So that's interesting, right? This could equal exploring and integrating new educational technologies into the curriculum, developing digital literacy skills to adapt in the evolving educational landscape. I love that one. And utilizing online resources for lesson planning and student engagement, such as, but not limited to, AI. Bam! I love it. Get that on that most used resolution list for educators. I love that last one. Get into AI. And so we're all lifelong learners. And if you think tech is your focus, please remember it's not all you need. So focus on the process of learning, not just the ease of delivery, but it can certainly engage, it can entice, it can motivate, it can inspire, it can differentiate. So use it for those parts, not as a whole. And coming in at number five on the list as honorable mention, collaborating and networking. Yes, love it. Which more specifically refers to fostering collaboration with colleagues to share ideas and best practices, which I love and can't harp enough on the value of. Also participating in professional learning communities and establishing connections with other educators, both locally and globally. Oh, I love that so much. Number five, you're the best. Collaboration and networking, which we all should try to make a New Year's resolution to get into, because you will only grow. Oh, that's such a good one. So, I have to mention this because those that are listening, I'm going to challenge you to the power of your network. That's right. I am calling you out. What is your network like? Are you even really a part of one? Are you involved with regular dialogue? And wouldn't that prohibit your growth or progress because of that lack of exposure? Right? You're deep in the game of education and you don't chat with other educators to push the envelope or even complain. Like my man Keenan Thompson says on SNL, what's up with that? I mean, holy smokes. Ooh-wee. Come on, you guys. The network is crucial. I love those honorable mentions. They could easily have made the list. I'm glad I took a second to share them with you guys. So, okay, let's hear it finally. The part you've all been waiting for. The number one most used and thought of resolution on New Year's Day for educators now, for educators, right? Not talking about for everybody, just for educators. Coming up with professional development goals in the new year, which more specifically means to attend workshops, conferences, training sessions to enhance teaching skills, pursue advanced degrees or certifications for career growth, and to stay updated on the latest educational technology and teaching methodologies. Bam! So we like bundled them all for the best. And, you know, we're saying that educators want to invest in themselves at the start of the new year, really, when we're saying the number one most used resolution for educators, professional development goals, invest in yourself. And you know what? I agree. I agree with that. You should. Right? We were just talking about your networking and your collaboration. Invest in yourself. If you needed to figure out where to start, there's a good place right there. Find a network. Bam. I love that. Number one, I like that. If you don't, right? Let's cross this bridge for a second. Then what? Do we grow if we're not learning? Do we get to see another way if we are not exposed? Hey now. And in a rapidly changing world that we teach in, if we are not also investing in our own growth and development for a better and more effective version of ourselves, aren't we then only able to see or teach others about what we know today? So here's what I mean, because I want to be transparent. So here's what I mean. I know of a teacher who has only a few years until they retire. And when they first started, they were pretty solid. As the years passed, time told a tale of a different path. And years were passing faster than being reflected on as pretty solid. And this turned into just the next year. During that span of time, the development of that teacher was next to zero. When they were fully credentialed and educated, that was it. New curriculum, new modalities, standards, new methods of teaching altogether came and went kind of like unnoticed. And this is a major cause for the discrepancy of that teacher's abilities and their passions. Right? I am using that same logic that we do when we create IEPs for students. And the school site comes in and identifies discrepancies. Here you go. Now, during that same time, I knew of another educator who, once they became credentialed, continued learning and attending professional developments. This person sought new networks, found programs to continue learning and book studies that were pushing the envelope of contemporary thought. This person climbed the rank and found successes in many schools throughout the US and is now kicking butt, not thinking of retirement. What's the difference? I mean, what profession allows you to work for 10 years? Let's just give you the decade and do the same exact thing. If you are not investing in your future, you're investing in your past. I side with number one, even though I'm a bigger fan of number three on that list, and finding work-life balance is also really important because too much development in yourself is not good either, right? We gotta figure out that. Here, you know what? That reminds me. Let's end on this note, right? A great friend of mine always says, "Everything in moderation." And so I ask, what was your New Year's resolution, my education friends? And was yours on the list? If you heard it here today. Thanks for listening, you guys, to this episode of your Traveling Principal podcast. My name is Joe Clossy, and I'm here to tell you, if your New Year's resolution was to learn how to solve the world's problems through education, you came to the right podcast. We're just getting started.